Welcome to Asimai Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
That's a good way to open a Saturday morning show, because we just love you. We love all of our listeners and our contributors, and the Saturday show is usually the quietest of all the shows. Hopefully we'll change that sometime. But during summer, it's especially hard because, you know, everyone's out and about or sleeping in like some other people I know. But welcome. This is Linda calling from Buffalo and hosting the, excuse me, the Coach's Corner, kind of a week in review from the Hope Collection. So if you're listening during one of the archived shows, because all of the calls Monday through Friday and Saturday are archived. And during the week, noon, you have Hope for Lunch from noon Eastern time, same number, which is 714-816-4686. There's exciting things every day. I know that on this Monday, there's going to be a special show on Juneteenth, and Mary will have special speakers and all kinds of surprises, she said. So that is alone worth calling in for. But then Tuesday is Travel Tuesday with Rick Reese from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and he has so much knowledge in the travel field and in life itself. It's really great. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there's wonderful shows. I know on Friday, Ron will be hosting Captain Len Kane from the Golden Rule Society, which is kind of like a sister charity to the Hope Collection. So, and then during the week, there's all special, and I don't have the schedule in front of me, I'm sorry, but I will have it next week, and tell you all of the different calls that are going on. Not just at noon, but there's calls in the morning on nutrition. There's calls in the afternoon or early evening on just outreaches to help people. So one of the theme actually of the Hope Collection is helping others by to help them help others. So that is an ongoing program, helping others by helping them help others. So, but right now I'm alone on the call, so hopefully some other people will join us. But as I said, it's a beautiful summer morning, or late spring technically morning. And it's just beautiful out. One of the things I'm doing today is getting some flowers planted and vegetables planted. I feel like I'm quite 2 weeks late than I should be. But we bought tomato plants, both the large tomatoes and cherry tomatoes, and pumpkins and squash and what else did we buy? Peppers, yellow peppers, sweet yellow peppers. We're going to have a fun garden this year since I'm home. Usually I'm working downtown, excuse me, but I retired this year. So my friend and I are planting a wonderful garden. So that's on today's agenda. So we'll see where that goes. So, but I just, excuse me, in the morning, I always have a frog in my throat, as it were. I don't know where the frog comes from, but it happens every morning. So bear with my throat clearing. So, excuse me. One of the things that we kind of the kindness campaign from the Golden Rule Society, we have kind of adopted that along with the Golden Rule Society. And the kindness campaign is very simple but very powerful. It's really watching your attitude and be kind. If you have any dealings with people, or if even just somebody that you happen to meet on the street, give them a smile. You know, hold the door open. Just see if there's a way just to be kind. You don't have to go so far out of your way unless you want to, which is always fun, but just be considerate, I guess is another word for kindness. Be considerate, and it helps yourself. It helps the person you're being considerate to, but it also helps you being considerate and having that open heart and that ready smile and that helping hand sometimes. And then also, you'll be surprised how many times, excuse me, that it comes back to you, that you will receive kindness from others just because of your attitude and your openness and your just simply giving a smile and saying hello to somebody. We find, it doesn't cost you anything to say hello and to give a smile, and it pays dividends. Not that you do it to get anything in return, but just be considerate and be kind. When Captain Len Kane was in Buffalo for the Memorial Day observation, his keynote speech that, and it was neat because this is the clip that they had on the news, was saying that when he went into the Navy many, many years ago, as he was leaving home, his mother told him, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And Len actually went around the world with his Navy career, and he was a liaison with kings and presidents and dignitaries all over the world. And so he always remembered, that what his mother had told him about being kind. So, oh, hello there. Good morning. Oh, here comes somebody else, too. Good morning. Hello there.
Morning.
Hi, Mary. I was just listing some of the noon calls and saying that next week I will have a schedule that I could brag on some of the other calls. I know there's morning calls on nutrition and late afternoon or early evening calls on just outreach type programs. So if you want to cover some of those upcoming calls other than the Monday through Friday at noon, I'd appreciate that.
Of course. So right now for the summer, we have our Thursday morning show, which is Georgette and me and her co-host together and talk about nutrition and your mind and just having a balanced life, especially with having kids and taking time for yourself. And then on Tuesdays, right after the Tuesday show, we have another show, which is with Heather Mahoney. And she talks about the roadmap to your life and how to make transitions if you're going through a transitional period. But also she brings on a bunch of guests, like the week before she had an editor on and talking about how to find the right editor for you, how to get your book published, and how to do it the most cost-effective way.
Ah.
And then Wednesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, we're doing the Missing and Exploited, where we're highlighting individuals and families that are a loved one that's missing that they cannot find.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Those are some powerful topics. Excuse me. So that's, excuse me. Oh, I see Ron has joined us. So at least his phone has.
I'm here. I'm just a little slow.
The voices in your head are real.
Well, this morning go ahead.
We've got a busy day planned. We have a celebration in the park right across the street from our house, and we have fireworks tonight. And I know part of the Buffalo travel team is getting together, and they're going to go celebrate, enjoy some music. And I know you had a parade last night, Mary. Have you talked about that already?
No.
Not yet. I just got on. So in Medford, we have the Straight River Day. And so we celebrate the local community. And we have a street dance at night for the kids on Friday, or yesterday, down at the park. And then we have a kids center, a kids zone, all this stuff down at the park. Well, the Boy Scouts are helping clean up the park from last night before they opened the park up for this morning, or for the day. And we have citywide garage sales. We have a car show.
I love the car shows. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, these are the classic car shows with the Model A, the Model T's, the Corvettes, and stuff like that.
Yeah, those classic cars. I love that. We used to run, when we lived in the town of Clarence, we had the largest classic car show. We had 2,500 cars show up. For a little town, it's like Medford. And we'd have that many cars show up, and that same day they had to cook hot dog and Italian sausage, hamburger, cookout. There's a band playing, and they had contests. They had the Miss Clarence contest, where they crowd a young lady to be like Miss Clarence or Dairy Queen, something like that. It was always an event, and we did that.
Ron was a judge one time for the restaurant competition. All the restaurants around the area would bring different entrees, and then Ron and the whole committee had to taste test everything. And I'll tell you, no matter how good the food was, by the last entrant, having just a little food, it was like way too much. They were like all turning green because I ate so much. Good food, but not when you have you know, 20 different entrees to taste. It was fun. Go ahead, Ron. Mary, I kind of interrupted.
Well, I think one of the things Mary probably also talked, like I said, I just came on board. She probably was announcing, of course, Monday's Juneteenth, which...
I did mention that.
Yeah, the president has designated it as a national holiday now, last year. So, in Buffalo, we have the second largest Juneteenth festival in the country. The first being where it first started in Galveston, because the Union troops marched into Galveston to meet with the owners of all the people there and proclaim Abraham Lincoln's the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
And so they had in 1885, they had the first. And Rick Reese's family was there. They were one of the first families to be freed. And so they have a long history, and he's talked about it at different times and different aspects of it. And it's so wonderful because, you know, he's able to share that history. And, of course, we have a big parade here that they say, again, it's the longest continuing Juneteenth festival. And for years we'd hear it, but we never really knew about it really ourselves. And then we started learning about it because we got involved with the here at Tubman Museum, which was part of the Underground Railroad that ran right through and ended in Buffalo, New York, when the slaves that got up escaped from South in the plantations to Buffalo. The last step was to go across the Niagara River into Canada, and where they were free. And so it's really been a very, very, in our history of Buffalo, a long-standing part of the history. We call it it's a historic corridor, heritage corridor for the city of Buffalo. So I've got to take a break a moment, guys. So if you want to get back to me, okay? I'll call you back. I got to go.
All righty.
So coming up this year so far, we have two special shows coming out. Three, sorry. So Juneteenth, we're doing a special show on that, honoring and talking to different people and how they celebrate it. But also the 27th of June is going to be Golden Rule Day. It is the 51st anniversary of the Golden Rule Society.
Oh, wow. Great. I'm making a note of all of this.
And Monday is actually Len Kane's birthday, too.
Oh, really? Thanks for letting me know that.
And then September, I think it's the 13th or something like that. I have it scheduled in the show scheduled already, but we are going to do an honor show for the Hope Collection and for Joel Griffin's. It'll be the week of his birthday.
His
Hometown Heroes will be. And the best part is artists will be on joining us to talk about the Hope Collection.
Ah.
And about Joel.
Wonderful. Oh, those are exciting things, because, you know, it really is the Hope Collection, of course, is the history of these calls, and then of course with Len, you know, contributing on Fridays, but especially kudos to you, Mary, for just organizing that. You know, I didn't even have those dates. I knew Joel's birthday, but but I didn't have Len's birthday, so I will send him. I'll send him an e-card because I don't think a paper card would get there fast enough. So yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, actually, when I was talking to Len yesterday about it, he brought it up and reminded me. Like, all right.
Oh, that's
super,
super.
I was reminding him about the show coming up with him, so.
Yeah, yes. Oh, that's great. That's special. Yeah, and it's those special touches that just make, you know, make things sound so interesting. You know, the different topics and the different people that are coming on. You know, and that's what it just makes it worth, you know, just to call in and just to see who's speaking, what you can learn from, you know, from the call. You know, the Saturday is kind of just a little, I shouldn't say a little, but it is a little wrap-up call for the week, just really to discuss things that you've learned on different calls during the week and look, seeing what we can look forward to in the week to come because of the, you know, the activities and the things that primarily that you've set up. Tell me about the parade. Now, I take it that David and Ariana marched in the parade?
Well, sort of. So the Boy Scouts were participated in the parade themselves, and so half of them marched. Or, and half of them sat in a wagon. And so, normally I can't get David to go. I can't get him to participate. He just likes to be by himself. And usually by the end of the day, he's just done. Well, yesterday I go, well, we're going to the parade. Let's go, David. And he jumped up, ran and got his stuff. And he was calm. He was happy.
Oh,
through the whole
good.
Thing. Sitting down.
Oh, that's good. That's good. My dad was in one of those VFW or veteran drill teams, the kind that they throw the rifles up in the air and catch them and do all those fancy. So we, growing up, we went to every parade in a 100-mile radius, I think. They would open supermarkets with a parade. They would do all kinds of things. And so, and then being in Girl Scouts, the St. Patrick's Day parade is very big in Buffalo. And of course, I grew up in South Buffalo, which was primarily Irish back then. Still is pretty much, you know, all the Irish pubs and on the next street over, the street signs are also in Gaelic. So, but we would always march in the St. Patrick's Day parade, except in March in Buffalo, it's almost always either snow or rain.
Right?
I grew up in attending parades and participating in parades. So, but they're fun. They're fun. So.
And that's it, just having fun. And, you know, I was surprised with David because we were right in front with the color guard that opened the parade. And we were right in front of the sheriffs that do the official opening, but right behind the fire department. So he was listening to sirens kicking off and on the whole way through the parade.
Sure.
And didn't bother him at all.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, because sometimes that kind of noise can, you know, give you a jolt. Yeah, I just always remember we were one time behind, or in front of, actually, I think, a bagpipe drum corps, which I love, but for, you know, an hour, you know. So that was fun, but that was a long, long time ago. So, that's wonderful. Go ahead.
The cutest part was one of the daycare centers is doing a summer camp, and they handed out little buckets all the time.
So David stands there and figures out really quick, instead of waiting for them to drop all the candy at him, he just stands there and sees and puts his hands down with the bucket. Waves him to throw it in the bucket for him.
Yeah, that was always, we have, because we're so close to a park, they have parades, and a lot of times they come through the park, and so that's always, so you, it's nice, you don't have to go far, and you have a nice shady spot to sit and watch a parade, but, excuse me. So Mary, it sounds like you are outside.
Yes, I am out walking a little bit because one of my legs is longer than the other, and so I had to get new shoes. And that 2 mile walk in the parade, or half run, because our driver had a lead foot. I had to stretch my back out, and I could barely move this morning. My back was killing me.
Now, somebody else just joined us. Bob, is that you?
Yeah. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Wonderful. I thought I recognized that number. And Ron is just coming back on. Well, good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing off the charts today.
Good.
I was just listening for a few minutes to you all. Good to hear all your voices. And it's thank God to be with you.
Oh, I'm glad you are. Say hello to your lovely wife, Flo. It was such a fun time meeting her and having dinner with her. That was great.
Yeah, it was great.
Speaking of Bob, we are adding a show coming up with Bob and his wife to help with the Spanish and immigrants coming in, how to transition, how to handle and learn about the American culture and living as you're coming in, how to deal with all that. But we're going to do it from her perspective. It's not us that are born and raised here talking about it. I already talked to Bob about it, and he was all thrilled about it. So a lot of the show will actually be in Spanish.
Ah.
Buenos dias, señorita.
We realize if we're going to travel in the Caribbean a lot, we need to brush up on our Spanish. They're always... we're always asking, how do you say this in Spanish? How do you say that in Spanish when we're over there? But and luckily, when we went to our last cruise out of Miami, our friends that were with us are from Puerto Rico. And so it was cute because the one time the taxi was $20 a person, $20 a person, and so then Juan and started speaking to Michael and Miguel in Spanish, and suddenly it's $10 a person, $10 a person. So it's smart to know the language. it's such a beautiful language.
It is. And I have one more exciting news. I don't know if I had a chance to tell you and Ron this yet, but, you know, we're adding on, switching over from not only doing radio, but doing TV with our shows, our radio shows, and doing video shows coming up. There's a company that helps set all this up and doing all this. So not only would our Optimize My Life be on Roku, but they're going to be on Roku, Amazon, and Apple, and Fire Stick.
That means I got to get dressed earlier.
Well, we're adding cooking shows and stuff like that. Yeah. Well, no, just keep the camera above where your head is. But the cool part is there's a company that does it, and normally they charge $2,000 to $5,000 as a setup fee to help you set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They are waiving the setup fees.
Wow.
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 How come?
I had a meeting with them, explained what we're doing. I had a meeting. I sat and listened to their little spiel, and then I had a meeting with them afterwards talking about what we're doing, and they went and pulled our shows and pulled a lot of the stuff that we've done in the past. And they love what we're doing, and because we're a non-for-profit and our sole purpose is to spread the word and help others less fortunate, and with the launch of the Unbroken One Flag, One Life Unbroken Resilience program that in collaboration with the Battle Within that we're building for veterans and service members dealing with PTSD and other mental health issues, they want to highlight, promote, and market and help us.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, because we're not selling anything. We are connecting people to different organizations and different modes of help and assistance. Oh, excellent, Mary. What fun. I like even today, I always try to hurry up and get my shower in and get presentable. Not that there's a camera on us on Saturday mornings right now, but it's just one of those things. I do not like to sit around in my pajamas, although yesterday I actually woke up at 9:30 in the morning, which is highly unusual for me. So I think I like the Saturday morning show because it does get me going.
Right?
That's wonderful.
Yep.
And
that was...
Go ahead.
The big part of why we've taken so long to get to that point was because I had to research and figure out how to do the programming for it. And now we have an organization that's going to help us do that.
Well, it's excellent, excellent. See, Rick, just constantly on the grow and just, I was going to let Bob and Ron know because Monday is Lens Bay. Mary has all these wonderful dates. And the 27th of this month is going to be Golden Rule Day, which is super, all about Lens organization turning 50. And September 13th, Hometown Heroes is going to honor Joel, and artists will be on the call. So those are just three of the many things that are coming up. And so that's just so exciting. Well, I see that it is now 9:32, and pretty soon we're going to be, I think somebody else is just coming on. That might be Derek coming on. As we are closing out, because we may be cut off any minute, because this is just a short show on Saturday morning. But Mary and Bob and Ron and Derek, I think, thank you all for participating in today's call. And definitely, definitely be on Monday at noon for the Juneteenth celebration. It will be so powerful, and as Mary says, all kinds of surprises, and just to know your country's history, and you know, so it'll be really something to look forward to. I know I'll be there, certainly. So until Monday, I'll say have a wonderful day, everyone. Any final hellos, goodbyes?
Thank you, Linda. God bless you. And Ronnie, and thank you for host. You're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thanks. Well, thanks to Mary with all the great things coming up. With that, have a wonderful Saturday, and we'll hear you. We'll be listening definitely on Monday. Yeah, everyone, take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.